Well, we could call it the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that's what transpired as IUP held on and came from behind and defeated Ashland University by a score of 24-17. They had a lot of mistakes in this game, a bobble of a punt, a block punt, bad judgment trying to field a punt inside the 10-yard line, just all kinds of things, but they managed to prevail. They took the lead 7-0 on a 3-yard pass from Karst Hunter. Karst hit Derek Lockhart with a pass, 7-0. Ashland came back in the first quarter, tied it up as they scored with 39 seconds to go in the quarter, made it 7-7. And then on a 2-yard pass play from Hunter to Quinn Zenoble, that came in the second period, a 14-7 lead. It was the fourth quarter then, no scoring in the third quarter, and things shifted, and Ashland came back and scored a touchdown on an 8-yard rush, and they came back to tie the game and then went ahead on an A.J. Rhodes field goal in the fourth quarter with 8:12 to go. IUP got a 27-yard field goal from Nick Andresi with 4 minutes to tie the game at 17, and then came back and they got a touchdown, the winning touchdown, with a minute 20 to go and a 46-yard pass play from Hunter to Quinn Zenoble, 24-17, and the game was sealed on an interception by redshirt freshman Noah Johnson with 34 seconds. So the series now is 4-0 IUP, and again it was a tight one as they win it by a score of 24-17. Next up, 10 days away, Hall of Fame game hosting East Stroudsburg. Jack Benedict reporting for your hometown radio station.